T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great song. Quick on the draw. Something you've never seen before. Hockman and Crowder, simulcast extravaganza. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Woohoo! Pour that Funky Buddha.
Delicious. I drank
pour
two.
Pour that Funky Buddha, white boy.
I can't respond to it.
Pour that Funky Buddha now. I just made a theme song for them.
We'll give Casey and Ryan a call.
Yeah, man.
Gallon and a half last Thursday.
Let's quickly, because I want to play Cheers 2 here and give away a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery. So let's quickly get to headlines with Alejandro Solana, and then we'll play some Cheers 2, and then we'll do 15 minutes of heat.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Miami Heat play their first preseason game of the year tonight. They host the Spurs at the Triple A.
Will you be watching that or listening to it?
I will be following on Ira Winterman's Twitter account.
All right, fair enough.
In the synagogue. I'm sure he'll be very proud of me.
I forgot. That's right. Tonight is Yom Kippur.
Yeah. And, of course, tonight the
Panthers.
So
you do the night of, huh?
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Oh, good for you.
I'm trying to run now.
I don't do the night of.
Oh, okay. I don't even know the rules. I'm just talking. Sorry.
I'm not certain I do. I'm going to be watching the Heat game tonight. But I won't be eating.
Really or no?
No, I fast. Yeah,
you fast?
I almost fast every day because I don't eat breakfast. I eat lunch around 1 o'clock, so that's no big deal. But I will begin the fast. When is sundown? I hope that's in your weather report because it happens to be important tonight.
We'll get to that in just
all
a second.
Right,
the
enough.
Panthers also play tonight. They look to extend their home winning streak. They play the Hurricanes. I almost forgot who they play. That's at 7. You can hear that game on 560. The Joe.
They are undefeated at home this season. Winless on the road, yeah.
Yeah. Some other quick notes. Jaren Williams did not practice today. There's speculation that he could be injured, so Nikosi Perry took most of the snaps, and Tate Martell even took some snaps for the Miami Hurricanes.
Look out.
And Sam Darnold was cleared to play versus Dallas this Sunday. Saquon Barkley unlikely to play Thursday versus the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. The Pats 17-point favorites in that game.
All right. And anything else?
Let's just move to weather because it's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is 84 degrees and partly cloudy. Sundown tonight for all my members of the tribe is at 7 p.m.
There you go. 7 p.m. is when the fast begins. And then sundown to sundown, so about 24 hours, and then you get to break that fast, and nothing feels better than that.
No groceries?
No groceries.
Water?
Depends how orthodox you are. I mean, I'll drink water. A lot of people won't brush their teeth, won't use water, and just 24 hours straight, legit fast. I will drink water.
Action?
But that's it. Not depends, because you're really not supposed to exert yourself, so...
Maybe just on your side, you lay down. Not like wild jumping off the bed, but just a little side stroke.
It's such a solemn day. Oh. You're really not supposed to mess it up.
I just need to know, man. Yeah. I'm just learning the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
It's solemn. It's solemn.
I know, but like
a very solemn
day. Embrace the family. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a very
embrace
solemn
your relationships.
Day. Somebody says, "What's the code word?" Code words are 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. So your next chance at winning $1,000 comes at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. All right. So we go around the room. We give who we're giving cheers to, or what we're giving cheers to, and then we'll take some phone calls. And someone is going to win a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. I will keep it on the Yom Kippur break the fast tip. I am giving cheers to sturgeon. I wasn't done with that. Sturgeon, a delicious fish.
Yes.
Have you had it?
We
talked about this last year on Yom Kippur. Sturgeon last year was about $70 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
I went and bought some this morning. And, in fact, if you want to see my trip to Way Beyond Bagels in Boca Raton, which I consider to be the epicenter of Yom Kippur in Boca, on my Instagram is Radio Mark Hockman. You could see the sturgeon, if you've never seen it before, the big, you know, lox or whatever. But sturgeon, it was a little over $60 a pound this year.
Ooh.
I bought a half pound. But sturgeon is maybe the tastiest fish you will ever eat.
It's up there.
You take a bagel, you smear some cream cheese on it, and you put some sturgeon on that, and holy hell. Like, you'll fast for the 24 hours knowing that that sturgeon delight is waiting for you on the other side. You ever had sturgeon, Solana? They have that at your break the fast?
No, we just eat croquetas.
Really? You break the fast with croquetas?
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So anyway, my cheers to
is that a food?
Well, he's Uruguayan Jew, you know, different strokes for different folks. But
I would go to the sturgeon house before the croquetas.
Tell you what, man, that sturgeon, some belly lox, that's the real salty lox. You can get Nova, which is not very salty. Belly lox, real salty. You would get that belly lox and the.
Can you bring me a plate?
I'll bring you a plate.
Bring me a plate,
I will bring you a plate. What? I'm off tomorrow for Thursday. Thursday, I am going to bring you a break the fast plate.
Appreciate
you. Going to die. What are we giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to, and this is crazy, I'm giving cheers to Nikosi Perry.
Wow.
Jaren Williams
went
in there.
Talk to us, Gator.
That's why I said it's crazy. Jaren Williams went in there and got down by 28. Nikosi walks in the game. He scores. He gets it to 35-35, should have been 36-35, and won the game. He goes, he had a 59 completion percentage. He threw for 422 yards, four touchdowns. He did have one pick, but he got y'all back in the game. The guy that everybody gave up on, the guy that was showing off his little money and his little Peter Wee on the Instagram, he went out there and balled. If y'all would have won, he would have been praised out of this world for what he did
Brock
during that
Berlin-ish,
game.
That would have been Brock Berlin-ish, right? That would have gone down in like the Brock. I mean, not exactly like beating your old team like Brock Berlin did and a rival, but
the
comeback.
The guy that people gave up on for the young guy, and now he goes out there and outperforms Jaren with everybody was saying, who, including me. I was in love with Jaren and still am in love with Jaren, but he did have a down game. I got to give a cheers to Nikosi Perry for his performance against Virginia Tech.
I like it. Solana, who people texting in, are you really an Uruguayan Jew? Yes. Is there a big Jewish population in Uruguay?
No, there's not.
It is a real thing, though. He is a Uruguayan Jew. All right, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to Funky Buddha.
Wow.
Yeah, Thursday was really awesome. Everything that was on that table, including the yuca tots. Hawk's not just hyping that up to be a funny guy. It's actually hilarious. Excuse me, it's delicious. So.
It's eye-opening for people that don't realize Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room, has great food.
Yes.
It's eye-opening because everyone thinks, oh, beer, beer, beer. It's eye-opening when you have the food.
I've never been to a Panthers road rally event.
That was great, too.
It was awesome. Like, the whole experience at Funky Buddha was amazing. Last Thursday was awesome. So my cheers goes to Funky Buddha.
All right. Very good. Very appropriate. All right. Let me go through some of these callers quickly here and see if we can choose a winner for a $50 gift certificate to Funky Buddha. Zeke, you are on with Hockman and Crowder. Go ahead, Zeke.
Hi, guys. First time caller.
Appreciate it.
Philadelphia transplant.
Oh, my wife's
appreciate
from Philly.
You guys. I love
my wife's
the show.
From Philly. I hate Philly.
Is she?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like Philly either. Mean people.
They are. They're mean
you guys
people.
Make me.
My wife is mean as a bat.
Oh, hell. Like an angel.
Who are you giving cheers to, Zeke?
The representation is giving cheers to my airman daughter stationed in Virginia. She and her husband just made me a grandfather for the first time.
Wow.
So cheers to both of them, too, and I appreciate it, and I love you both, Randy and Togo.
Wow, very cool. All right, cheers to his daughter. He is a grandfather now for the first time.
Does Zeke know how that baby was made?
Hey, when you hand your daughter off to someone, I think you know... At least you have somewhat of an idea of what's going to happen.
I'm cool with my father-in-law now.
Sammy, who are you giving cheers to, Sammy?
Hey, bro.
Hey, that's fake Bernie Kosar. This is unbelievable. I have not. This is from the Levitard show back in 2005, maybe. Holy hell. Is that amazing that I recognize you? Oh, he's gone.
He teased you.
That was, I'm not kidding you. That was from the Levitard show in the first year of the show. Hey, bro. It was fake Bernie Kosar. That was amazing. I just had a very trippy moment there. Ginzo in the Pines. Who are you giving cheers to, Ginzo?
Hey, guys. I give cheers to Bubba Baxa for having the cojones to keep showing up to the game.
All right. I don't know if I can vote for someone giving cheers to Bubba Baxa. I think that game is totally different if he hits a extra point. But
Keep trying.
I'll write it down. Dell, you're on Hockman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to, Dell?
Hey, I give cheers to any parent that snatches up their kid in any store when they're acting up. Always time to teach them lessons.
Yes. You're going to get Crowder's vote right there.
That's the winner. You got to come strong from now on.
Any parent that snatches. Now, I do not believe in ever snatching a child in a very physical or physically demonstrative manner, but I do believe in keeping your kids corralled if they're misbehaving on an airplane, in a store.
Are you saving up your bail money? Okay. You can either reprimand now or pay bail later.
Luis, you're on with Hockman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
All right, man.
I gotta give cheers to my fiance. She finally decided, you know, the things that we need for our wedding, because I sure as hell wouldn't have been able to figure that one out.
You know what you have to do? We've said this before. You ever seen the movie Get Out? You have to go into the sunken place.
Oh, boy. There's sometimes I wish I could. But overall, I mean, she loves beer and sports as much as I do, so I want to give cheers to her. But
no, bro. You're not listening to Hawk. You have to go in the sunken place.
You have to turn your brain off.
Turn all your thoughts and opinions off and just smile at her and say, yeah, baby, that looks good. You like it? That looks good. You like it?
The nod and smile. That's
what you got to do, man.
Well, practice with us here. You like that, baby? Yeah, say it back.
We and Hawk will do it for you.
I see. You were doing good there. You were doing good. All right, hold on.
All right, then.
That's a good cheers, too. I like that. Who is there? Rick in Long Island. What line is that? Six. Rick in Long Island. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, Miami Hurricane season ticket holder. I come down for all the games. I'm giving cheers to DJ Dallas. DJ Dallas is the only guy on that field that has tremendous heart. He plays every game like he has more heart since Dan Morgan. I love that guy.
He willed that ball into the end zone on that 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Right?
He is amazing. How about when he broke out and made that long touchdown run? I mean, he just has so much heart. He's just a true hurricane.
We had him on the show last year, right?
Yep.
And we were like, wow, that guy is a hurricane.
He's awesome. But think about if he was a gator, how great he would be.
No, okay. It wouldn't be great at all.
I just, you know, it's number 7 in the nation.
All right, let's pick a winner here. Let's see. Who wins $50? For the people that are on hold, I'm sorry I couldn't get through all 10 calls, and I'll tell you why. Last week, our program director, Len, yelled at me for going too long with cheers, too. I mean, yelled at me. Just tore me up, right? I mean,
Len's not a yeller.
Screamed at me. I think he threw a pen. Jack.
Call HR.
So I don't want to go through that again. So here's your choices. Caller 1 gave cheers to his daughter, made him a grandpa.
That's precious.
Caller 2 was fake Bernie Kosar, which I would have voted for had he stayed on the phone, even without giving a cheers to. Just, hey, bro. Caller 3 gave cheers to Bubba Baxa, gutting it out.
It's good.
Caller 4, any parent that snatches up their kid if they're misbehaving in a store.
Front runner.
Caller 5 is fiance. She's finally figured out all their wedding stuff, and he's just, you know, in the sunken place. and caller six, DJ Dallas. I'm giving it to caller six. DJ Dallas, to me, just impresses every time he gets the ball. And I'm telling you, that two-point conversion, Manny Diaz knew that he was going to live or die with that call. Now, again, he's expecting the extra point to be made by Bubba Baxa. But, man, if they don't convert on that, and then they have to convert on a two-point conversion if they're able to tie the game, you know, or come within 2 points, and then they don't make it again. Like, that question is asked all week long, and DJ Dallas took all that doubt away by honestly willing that ball over the goal line because there was no chance he was getting in for that two-point conversion, and he made it happen. So I vote for caller number six.
I'm not going to go with DJ Dallas, but think about this. Y'all would be 0-5 if DJ Dallas wasn't on y'all's team.
You are 100% correct.
Crazy to think about. I'm going with the guy to say snatch up your kids. Reprimand your children. I'm not talking about beating them, choking them, throwing them into a tree. I'm just talking about making sure they act right so that you don't have to bail them out later on in life and they're not going to jail and eating up everybody else's food and money and stealing and making babies and getting drugs and becoming crackheads.
And speaking of your children, tell your fine daddy I said hi.
Randy? You want me to call Randy?
All right, Solana, you're the deciding vote. I have voted for DJ Dallas. Crowder has voted for snatching your kids up if they're misbehaving.
I don't like when kids become crackheads either, Crowder, so I'm going with you.
Ridiculous vote. That made no sense what he was saying.
What?
I don't like when kids become crackheads. That's not what we were voting on.
He's voting for DJ Dallas, though.
All right. Who's the winner there? Let's see. Caller four. Dell in Miramar. You got $50. Funky Buddha Brewery. Enjoy it. We got to do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. And Clay Ferrero, who's one of the sports anchors and reporters at Local 10. And we'll get his Chevy Chase Mount Rushmore, as we've been doing with all our guests today. So we'll talk 15 minutes of heat, as we do every day around 5:15. Now, I want to talk, before we get there, about BNT Impact Windows and Doors, because we're in hurricane season. And luckily, it's been quiet right now. But that doesn't mean, you know, we had Dorian and next season, and you know, you don't want to mess around. BNT is the company my wife and I use for our home. It is a different feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. And BNT Impact Windows and Doors is the way to go. Tom and Brett came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And then boom, they were in. And what a difference when you're getting ready for a storm, when you just feel that protection right there. BNT, I mean, they're right there with you throughout the entire process. Such a great company to work with. Just can't tell you how absolutely thrilled we are that we use BNT Impact Windows and Doors for our home. Trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors just makes you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. We'll do 15 minutes of heat next on Hockman and Crowder. Here you go. Long ago. This is the theme song from Vacation. The original Vacation. This is Lindsey Buckingham. And today is Chevy Chase's 76th birthday.
What?
And I have tweeted out my Mount Rushmore of good Chevy Chase movies and my Mount Rushmore of garbage Chevy Chase movies. Some actors have made such good movies and such bad ones. And I've given every guest today the assignment of their Mount Rushmore of Chevy Chase movies in celebration of his 76th birthday. So we're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. And this is the 15 minutes of heat, believe it or not. Heat might not be happy with the Chevy Chase detour here, but I'm not going to detour there yet. Clay Ferrero is sports anchor and reporter for Local 10 and a friend of ours. The heat host the Spurs at the American Airlines Arena tonight, preseason game one. It's a 7:30 tip-off. Are you going to that game, Solana, by the way?
I'm not.
You're not?
Tonight is,
it's Yom Kippur. That's right. Yeah. All right. So it'll be a very non-Jewish crowd at the arena tonight. Mm-hmm. Take that for whatever you want it to mean. Maybe you want to go, maybe you don't. But I guarantee you, no line at the kosher corner.
I love a good kosher meal.
I hope whoever runs that kosher corner concession stand doesn't even open it up tonight because he's going to be disappointed.
What happened? Where is everybody at?
You know, are these Knishes no good?
Knish.
There's your 15 minutes of heat, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes Clay Ferrero. Hello, Clay.
Man, I don't even know if I want to talk basketball. I'm all for talking food for the next 15 minutes, and I think the Heat would be cool with that if we pump up all of their concessions.
Sure, why not? Why not? They got great mini empanadas over there. If they still do, they still do the Pana mini empanadas. They don't do those anymore, Solana?
The mini tequeños and empanadas are no longer. I haven't been this season, obviously.
Wow, they didn't have them last season?
No, they didn't.
They said they had them, but then James Johnson broke into the freezer.
Oh,
wow. That is excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your 15 minutes of heat. He ate the entire season's worth.
Where are these empanadas?
I mean, I don't know what else we can discuss after that. Like, it's all downhill from there.
Wow.
Why even do this now?
Wow.
Why even do this now? That's it.
Crazy.
It's all downhill from there.
All right, Clay Ferrero, again, sports anchor, reporter at Local 10. Now, I don't know if we've spoken with you since Heat Media Day, but I follow on social media. I see on Local 10. I mean, you've been around the team a lot from media day through training camp and the arena tonight. And so what's the vibe you're getting from this Heat team? This feels a little different to me than the last few seasons.
I'm with you. It almost feels kind of like a new era Bad Boys. And, you know, going back to those old Detroit Pistons teams. And not that this team is going to go out there and, you know, go all Rick Mahorn or Bill Laimbeer on anybody. But I think there's a feeling that they're going to love being hated. And I think that's something that all Miami Heat fans are going to embrace because, you know, that's kind of been their identity ever since LeBron came and then left. But, you know, during the Big Three era, I think all Heat fans took joy in being hated. And now this team is all in on embracing being hated because they understand what Jimmy Butler is all about. It's about going in there and making sure the other team, as Eric Spoelstra would say, feels you, and not in a good way. And what I love about this, guys, is even the players, even their social media account, even Spo, on up to Pat Riley, everybody is embracing the Jimmy Butler experience, and they're making this the identity of the team, and I think that's a great thing.
And Clay Butler is amazing. He has a great personality, even with you talking to him about the memes he's made over the years.
Yeah.
Like, his personality is awesome. Best personality since what Heat player?
Ooh, great one.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, it's obviously varying, far different personalities, but Chris Bosh was just amazing. And Chris Bosh was one of the few athletes that every time, not including Channing Crowder, of course,
my man,
but every time I talked to him, I came away saying, man, I learned something today. And whether it was about basketball, whether it was about life, he just had this way of, he never used cliches during our interview sessions, or when he did, there was a valid reason for it, and he could explain why he used the cliche. So I would say for a much different way, much different reason, and in a much different way, I'd probably go back to Bosh.
Clay Ferrero is with us. What does Jimmy Butler bring to the squad? He's got that killer intensity, we know that, but what does he bring?
An identity, and it's the identity that the Heat have said that they have had for a long time, but I feel like Jimmy Butler is the personal embodiment of Heat culture. And has there been maybe a little bit of it going overboard with the 3:30 a.m. wake up? Maybe a little bit. I mean, these guys aren't going to wake up at 3:30 a.m. On game day or practice day because they're going to be falling asleep at halftime.
I will say, though, just for edification, Crowder was up at 3:30 a.m. A lot of practice nights and game days. He hadn't gone to sleep yet, but he was awake.
Still drinking.
He was awake, and I think that story was missed by a lot of outlets at that time.
Tighten up, Clay. That was your story, man.
Right. Yeah, there's a difference. Jimmy Butler was dedicated to the Heat. You were dedicated to whatever the ITA was.
Yeah, Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. Yeah.
Tootsies. Let's be honest.
That's right. So, but I just feel like, you know, there's a big difference between saying that you're about a certain thing and then being about it. And, you know, whether or not the 3:30 a.m. stuff is perhaps a little overboard, I think we know what Jimmy Butler is about. And in other places, it has not gone over well at times. And the intensity, it doesn't fly for a long period of time. That, yeah, maybe there's a honeymoon period early on, and then once people realize, no, wait, this guy really is crazy when it comes to work ethic and all of that, I don't think we can deal with this, then players don't take to it so well after a period of time. I feel like with this group, with this coaching staff, with this front office, that I don't think this is just a honeymoon period. I think they're willing to embrace everything about this. Not to say there's not going to be a little bit of conflict along the way, but Spo has said he likes those uncomfortable moments. And I think because that's what they're about, I feel like it's going to work in a great way.
And, Clay, with the expectations with Jimmy and his coming in, like, we know he's going to be the closer, but have you seen any of the schematical changes? Like, who's going to be the main ball handler? Does Jimmy need the ball? Does he play well away from the ball? Like, have you seen any of that watching camp or watching any workouts?
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. And you know, unfortunately, they don't really let us into the gym for practices. So I think we're really going to start to see more of that tonight. I wouldn't take too much out of what you saw in the red, white, and pink game. So we'll start to learn a bit of that tonight. But I think the good thing, Channing, is that you have a guy in Jimmy Butler finally who, yes, late game he can get his own shot. But that also means that throughout the rest of the course of the game, he's somebody who can be that primary ball handler if you need him to. I don't know that that's necessarily the role that they're going to ask him to take. It's going to be fascinating to me if they do it more with Justice Winslow or Goran Dragic. I mean, Deion Waiters may have some times when he's out there handling the ball quite a bit. So they have a lot of guys. Kelly Olynyk, by the way, not bringing it up the court, but somebody in the half court that can find guys. They've got some facilitators now. And, yeah, Butler, I think, finally gives you that guy who can do it all with the ball in his hands. But I think starting tonight, we're going to start to get a better idea of who's going to take on that role.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for tonight, right? There's nothing else that you really are concerned about. It's preseason game one, but you want to start to see what the rotations are and who's doing what, I guess.
Yes, yeah, 100%. And I don't – I've learned not to take too much out of preseason stuff over time in any sport. But I do think you want to start to see, yeah, the rotation. And, you know, certain guys like – hey, we started to see some interesting stuff from KZ Akpala, the second-round pick out of Stanford. And, you know, how does he – and Tyler Hero, how do these guys look on the floor against other NBA-level players? Because I know Tyler Hero, hey, he was getting all this buzz at Summer League, but how many times have we seen guys go out and fall out in Summer League? And then when actual games against guys who are not selling insurance come into play, they change. And all of a sudden, those guys turn back into
Briante Weber is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Michael Beasley average like 700 points?
Well, Beasley, though, went on to have a nice NBA career, though. I mean, there's guys that, you know, show out in summer league, and then they're on 10-day contracts the rest of their career.
Yeah. No, and there are levels to everything. But, like, I want to see, okay, how much of what we saw from Tyler Hero in summer league was because of level of competition? And then, no, I don't think teams are going to game plan against him as much. You're not going to see the Spurs, like, draw up something to go and trap him or anything like that. But I think when he gets on the floor and he's going up against NBA-level rotational players, if not starters, then how does that game translate that we saw back in summer league?
Again, 15 minutes of Heat. We do it every day around this time. Clay Ferraro, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10. Heat hosts the Spurs at the American Airlines Arena tonight at 7:30. All right, here's the important stuff. In honor of Chevy Chase's 76th birthday today, I tweeted out two Mount Rushmores, one of good Chevy Chase movies, one of bad ones. My good Chevy Chase movies, the Mount Rushmore, in no particular order, Caddyshack, Fletch, Vacation, and Seems Like Old Times. And the Mount Rushmore of awful Chevy Chase movies, Nothing But Trouble, such garbage.
Nothing But Trouble.
Caddyshack 2, Deal of the Century, which I don't know if you all remember, and Funny Farm, which is god-awful, and there's so many people on Twitter that apparently like Funny Farm. So, Clay, before the show today, I gave you a homework assignment, your Mount Rushmore of Chevy Chase movies.
Well, see, I think you're going all Skip Bayless with the funny farm thing. I feel like you're overemphasizing the negative just to try to get a reaction on
boring.
Social media and get people yelling at you.
No,
and
no. I don't like when people yell at me. Channing yells at me enough.
So maybe you're just used to it by now.
My wife yells at me. Channing yells at me. My kid yells at me. I don't need tweeters yelling at me.
You're the problem.
I don't know, man. It sounds like that's your comfort zone now. I think you kind of like.
Many people are yelling at me. Maybe it is on me.
You remind me of Dookie Lang, our producer at Channel 10, where he says something and people start yelling at him, and he knows that he was poking the bear. He's like, I don't understand. Why is everybody yelling at me? Well, why do you think?
Yeah, I don't get it either. All right, so what's your Mount Rushmore? Yeah. Don't tell me you like Funny Farm.
No, I don't think it's great. I certainly don't put it on the Mount Rushmore of good, but I would probably switch out Funny Farm with Man of the House.
Bad movie,
with Jonathan Taylor. That was back when like everybody was trying to capitalize on Jonathan Taylor Thomas and what he was doing on
Home Improvement.
He was like all teenage girls apparently loved him, so they started making movies with him, and then they realized, okay, this isn't
because there's I mean there's a plethora of terrible Chevy Chase movies.
Yeah, but I think you hit on some good ones. I just felt like you were trying to stir up a bit.
I'll tell you why Funny Farm is up there. It's because there were such expectations for that movie, because that was right during Chevy Chase's like real wheelhouse, where he was putting out great stuff. Like, I mean, there's a bunch to choose from, like that Invisible Man garbage movie. There's a bunch, but Funny Farm to me was just an unbelievable disappointment.
When the mailman used to come past and sling all the mail,
terrible.
Man, that movie
That's
was
funny.
Hilarious.
That's funny.
Right. Yes. Well, and what about the Rocky Mountain oyster scene? Oh. I mean, I'd say that's borderline iconic.
I mean, didn't John Candy do a Rocky Mountain oyster scene in like Summer Rental or something? Like, I don't know. Movie's garbage.
What? I love how dug in you are on this.
This is an intractable position. I will change my position on the Dolphins and tanking and the Heat and Tyler Hero. Like, I will change any opinion, but not Funny Farm as one of Chevy Chase's worst four movies.
Hey, look, man, stand for something or you'll fall for everything. So, I'm not going to knock you. So the good ones, though, I'm with you on 50% of them. Caddyshack and Vacation, I'm with you on. The other two I'm going to put on there, and this may be because I grew up in that era, and I my idea of comedy was kind of formed by Chevy Chase and that group of guys. So I'm going to go Spies Like Us and Three Amigos.
I had a feeling the younger guys are going to go Three Amigos. I knew that. Like, I was a little bit older already, so Three Amigos, I could see that. Spies Like Us, it was okay, but, I mean, one of his four best movies of all time?
And again, I think it's because this is how I was socialized, comedy-wise. Like, those are some of my earliest memories of seeing, like, I don't want to say adult comedy movies, but, like, grown-up comedy-type movies. And so I think I view everything through the prism of those movies, and maybe if I'd seen the other ones first. So, wait, no, why am I couching this? No, I can stand it. If you're going to sit here and say Funny Farm is one of
like,
the four
yeah,
worst
he's
of
he's treating
all time.
This with kid gloves with me. I mean, I understand, Hawk, but...
Chevy might be listening.
I don't want to say anything bad. All right, what about your bad ones? Awful Chevy Chase movies.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on all of them, except right. I'm gonna sub out Funny Farm for Man of the House. I don't... And again, that's where, how can you sit there and say that Funny Farm was worse than Man of the House?
Just because I think the expectation level was so much greater. You know, you talk about like watching it through the prism of whatever. Because it came out in 88, you know, I was what, a freshman in college. I must have gone to see it at the theater. I love Fletch and Caddyshack and whatever, and it was just so god-awful boring. I think I saw it at the Bakery Center on Dixie and whatever in Coral Gables. So it's just a bad movie. I'm sorry. I don't need to give you an explanation, Clay.
No, I get it now. I feel like I hear your voice.
The world is turning
on
each other.
And I feel like this was traumatic for you. You had expectations.
Yes.
It was like you... You had this thing in your head. It's like at Christmas or or Hanukkah, whatever, there's like one gift that you really wanted so bad, and you think it's in this box, and then you open it up and you got socks.
That's exactly right. Or as Crowder once got deodorant for right for Christmas.
He opened up a. We were struggling a little bit.
He opened up a Christmas gift and it was deodorant, and he played with it. He played with it like it was a toy.
I rolled out biscuit dough. I did anything I could with it, Clay.
All right, there you go. Clay Ferreiro, watch him on Local 10. That. That's our 15 minutes of heat. Go Heat. Hopefully they get that. Does it matter tonight? Hopefully they find a good rotation. That's what I'm rooting for tonight. There you go.
No injuries.
There you go. Thanks, Clay.
Take care, fellas.
There you go. Clay Ferreiro, our 15 minutes of heat. Do it every day at this time. What a show!
It was a fun one.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And, man, Clay Ferreiro, excellent as always. But honestly, today's show has flown by. And I didn't get to half the stuff I wanted to get to. I do want to tell everybody as we wrap things up here about All American Roofing. Oh, by the way, don't go anywhere. In this final segment, I still have a pair of tickets for the Zac Brown Band coming to the Coral Sky Amphitheater. It's a great prize, and I got to do it before we get out of here at 6 o'clock, so don't let me forget, Dan Day. Don't let me forget. You turn on the news in South Florida, and weather is always a big deal. It was raining a ton. Yes, it was pouring by my house today as I was driving into work. So you start thinking about your roof, right? First thing that should pop into your head if you're thinking about your roof is my friends at All American Roofing. Maybe you've noticed a roof leak, or maybe over the last few hurricane seasons you've lost a roof tile here and there. You can't take a chance on your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. And they've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They are always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And All American Roofing, they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. It's your home, and it's your place of comfort, and quite likely your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. So call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. We have covered a ton of ground today. A ton of ground. I want to see what the line is compared to the beginning of the show to see if it's moved at all. Hurricanes. At the beginning of the show, it was hurricanes -1.5 on Friday night, which we couldn't understand. And now it's 2. Miami Hurricanes are a 2-point favorite over Virginia on Friday. I don't get it.
Isn't Nicosi?
I mean,
because he balled now.
But is he worth 2 points? I mean,
He was my cheers, too. The man balled.
I don't think so.
He was 60%. He had 422 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. He played his tail off when he got in the game.
I can't imagine it's that. I don't know what it is, to be quite honest. Dolphins are still 3.5-point underdogs to the winless Washington Redskins, who have a new coach.
That one's not going to move.
Today on the show, the Mount Rushmore of Chevy Chase films, obviously – caused a lot of texts and divided loyalties. But we also covered, I'm just looking at the tabs that are open on my computer, Wimpy from the Popeye cartoon. I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Why would they fight over olive oil?
We covered Goldie Hawn. I believe she's still attractive at 73 years old. And back when she was young, I mean, holy hell. And Crowder says she looks like a sea otter.
That's all you got, huh? That's all you had when you were young was Goldie?
Goldie Hawn, man. Dan Day, you agree with me, I know, right?
110%. Yeah. Goldie Hawn was a hottie.
Yes.
I guarantee
yes.
she can swim on her back and eat a shellfish off
she
her chest.
She's not an otter. I don't understand where that comes from. We covered in the Chevy Chase Mount Rushmore, Funny Farm. It is just an awful, awful movie. Crowder tried to explain it to me, and I got it. I had already understood it. And we have fallen in love with the line from Friday After Next. Tell your fine daddy I said hi. And we're going to give that to Don Bailey Jr.
Miss Purdy.
For Friday's game. Miss Purdy.
That's Damon's mom.
Let me give away these Zac Brown tickets. This is a great prize. We have a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band on... it's either October 18th or 19th. They're playing both nights, so I don't know what night the tickets are for, but it's at Coral Sky Amphitheater. Tickets are available now at livenation.com. Zac Brown Band, that will be a great night of live music. And so, Dan, what line do you want to pick the winner off of, 1 through 10?
I like to get a lot of people involved. Let's go with 7.
All right,
lucky 7.
Dan like Day, Solana left early because... he is heading over to Temple, and he's got to begin the fast. I'm going to do the same thing when I get out of here. And both of us, Solana and I, will be off tomorrow. And Crowder will be here with Zach Duarte, and Dan Day will be running things, and we will be hungry. But then, man, when we break the fast and we get that sturgeon, look out. All right, so whoever ends up on line 7 at 786-360-0790 is going to get a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band at Coral Sky Amphitheater in October. Again, tickets are available at livenation.com. What a show, man. What do you got to do before we get out of here?
I got to tell y'all about the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret. It was voted the best adult club in the entire country. I've been going 15 years, and trust me, it is. I've been around. I've been to some clubs. Tootsie's got them all beat. 64,000 square feet of adult fun and a 20,000 square foot restaurant back in the back. Sports bar. Watch all the football games. Pay-per-view. It's no extra money to watch pay-per-view. They just have it on the hundreds of TVs in Tootsie's. And there's no need to watch commercials. If you don't want to check out the undercards of anything you're watching, don't worry about it, because right next to you will be a stage with one of these beautiful South Florida women. Hundreds of girls in there at a time, guys. You can't beat Tootsie's. Tootsie's open daily from noon to 6 a.m. 18 hours a day. That's for us. That's for me and you now. They're staying open 18 hours so we can enjoy ourselves and happy hour every day from noon to 8 o'clock. It is an awesome lunch spot. Half-price drinks during happy hour. No cover. You just walk on in. The food is amazing. People call me all the time and ask me about the fried lobster, and I say it's still at Tootsie's, and it's still delicious. The wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheesesteak, they have it all. Stop by before or after any game at Hard Rock Stadium. Hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. Bring your ticket and get in free before or after any game at Hard Rock. It's just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. It is Tootsie's Cabaret, best adult club in the country. For more details, go to tootsiescabaret.com. You will probably see me over there.
Somebody texts in, dated a Jewish girl all through high school, partook in all the holidays and feasts, but cannot eat lox. Crowder, don't eat the lox. You've had lox before, haven't you?
What's the lox? The salmon.
It's like
slice?
Salmon.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's delicious.
What's wrong with the lox?
I told you before, Sebastian Maniscalco, the Italian comedian. He's married to a Jewish girl. He's got just such a great bit where he's like, Jews got nothing after breakfast. Like, you got to get in on the lox and the cream cheese and the bagels and the sturgeon because there's not much coming after that. You got to get in on that.
I dive on the brisket later on. That's
brisket
about all
though,
we
but
got.
The brisket is good, but it's not like uniquely Jewish. Like you can get brisket at a barbecue joint. Like you know what I mean. Like the brisket is good, but I'm talking about stuff that is like uniquely Jewish. Mm-hmm. Like breakfast, that's our wheelhouse. And matzo ball soup. We'll give you a soup. We'll give you a soup, and that's about it. For all my Jewish friends out there, have an easy fast. And like I said, I am off tomorrow, as is Solana, as we will be atoning for our sins and hoping to be written into the book of life so that we can be around a little bit longer.
That's
and
awesome.
So everybody have an easy fast if you're Jewish.
Can y'all add me?
I don't have much of a say in what goes on.
Let's write my initials.
All right, I'll give it a shot. It's God's writing it. It's not like a book that you sign in. It's more of a, you know, ethereal thing. But regardless, I'm off tomorrow. And I will speak with you on Thursday, but Crowder will speak with you mañana.
She's got a mama's looks and a daddy's sense of balance. I love Kurt Russell to raise me. I tell you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.